Hello and welcome to the Rufus Project mini podcast, where we talk about whatever is grabbing our attention at the time. I'm your host, Trevor Holland, and you will soon be hearing from my good friend, co-host, King of Cult Cinema in Brisbane, and ambassador of cult movies according to director John Waters, Christian Fletcher. But what do we have in store for you in this mini podcast? Well, first up, Game of Thrones has started again, and the piracy of Game of Thrones has started again, but it's a bit down this year. I take a look at reasons why. Christian has the much sadder task, though, of saying farewell to another entertainment icon who has unfortunately passed this year. What is it with 2016? Christian will be saying farewell to the Purple Prince himself, Prince. We will also have the upcoming events and details of our next redeeming features cast. In the meantime, though, sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Well, it's 2016, a new series of Game of Thrones has commenced, and yet again, Australia is topping the list when it comes to piracy of Game of Thrones. However, according to the site Torrent Freak, the actual download numbers are down from last year. Does this mean that the anti-piracy messages are starting to get through? Does this mean that Australians are turning to the more legitimate, yet more expensive option available to watch the show quickly and legally within Australia? Does this mean Australians are finally listening to Jeffrey Blake, the US ambassador to Australia, who in 2013 specifically asked Australians to stop pirating Game of Thrones? I think, honestly, the answer to all these questions is a big, big yeah, as if. I think it's safe to say that it's not so much that the piracy of Game of Thrones has dropped, it's that the non-trackable piracy of Game of Thrones has increased. I mean, just look at what has happened over the past 12 months in Australia alone. We've had the new mandatory data retention scheme implemented, even though it actually hasn't been put into practice yet, but that's a tale for another time. We've had Dallas Buyers Club Limited come to Australia trying to get access to downloaders' details so that they could use their lovely practices of sending out massive demand letters and then insisting on not quite as big settlements as what the actual proposed fine would be, and quite a bit of talk around a graduated response policy, a three strikes policy within Australia, even though that has now fallen over because, funnily enough, no one could agree on who was going to pay for it. In the same period of time, we have seen a huge spike in Google searches from Australia regarding VPN services. VPN services like Getflix or Private Internet Access have confirmed that they have seen increased customers from Australia. Not to mention that we've also had the piracy tracking firm Muso reveal that their research shows that more and more pirates worldwide are stepping away from the BitTorrent trackers and moving to streaming and direct download sites. There's also apparently been an increase of visits to private BitTorrent tracking sites that are a bit harder to track exactly what people are grabbing from. And while I don't have specific stats, I am pretty confident that Usenet providers are also seeing a boost in their customer base. Now, it doesn't take much to put all this separate information together to realize that people are leaving the very easily trackable BitTorrent protocol and moving to the various options that hide their activities and can't be tracked, because there's no swarm for someone to pull and go, oh look, this swarm of downloaders has X number of people of it downloading this Game of Thrones episode. Those who are still on BitTorrent, well, there's an increased number of them behind VPN services. So while they will show up when you look at worldwide download figures of Game of Thrones through BitTorrent, they won't necessarily be showing up as downloading that from Australia. I've got no doubt that the companies out there are going to hail this decrease of piracy in Australia as some small victory in the fight against piracy, when really the only ones celebrating should be the VPN providers and the direct download sites and the Usenet sites and anybody else who basically provides services where you're not able to track where the downloader is from. HBO, just make HBO Now available in Australia, okay? You will get tons of subscribers, guaranteed. And that would be a way to genuinely decrease the piracy of Game of Thrones.
On the 21st of April 2016, we mourn the death of Prince Rogers Nielsen, otherwise known to most people as Prince. Now, he was an iconic artist that started in the late 70s and became one of the biggest selling artists of the 80s and then has continued to release music until this day. Prince was born in Minneapolis, and his father actually said, "I named my son Prince because I wanted him to do everything I wanted to do." So I'm hoping he managed to live out a lot of his dream. As early as 1976, Prince created a demo tape which made its way to a Minneapolis studio. He managed to sign a recording contract with Warner Brothers, and he released his first album, With You, in 1978. The success of this album allowed him to develop more as an artist. In 1979, he released the self-titled album, Prince. It included the R&B hits I Wanna Be Your Lover. I Wanna Be Your Lover ended up selling a million copies and reached number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100. So as a result, Prince performed this on American Bandstand, and it managed to get him to a wider audience. Prince's 1982 double album, 1999, featured the hits 1999 and Little Red Corvette, which was played on heavy rotation on MTV around the time that Michael Jackson was raging the charts with Billie Jean. From 1984 onwards, Prince began referring to his band as The Revolution, and this spurned the 1984 hit film Purple Rain and its accompanying soundtrack. It went on to receive an Academy Award for Best Original Song Score and sold over 13 million copies in the US. It featured such iconic songs as When Doves Cry, Let's Go Crazy, and Purple Rain. It was always hard for him to follow the success of Purple Rain, and he was always known for this so iconically. So he had a future single in 1986 with his album Parade, which featured the single Kiss, and this was accompanying his second film, which unfortunately didn't go too well, which was Under the Cherry Moon, and that was directed and starring Prince. As we moved into the 90s, he had Musicology. There was also the hit Cream from 1991, which unfortunately towards the end he refused to admit existed due to his religious background. He changed to the artist formerly known as Prince, Love Symbol, and also other monikers in the 90s, and also had a hit with The Most Beautiful Girl in the World, which is probably his last big hit, but he has continued to release music right up until 2015-2016. Rest in peace, Prince, you've left a great legacy, and I know we will be singing and dancing along to the hits of the Purple One for many years to come. Hi, it's Christian Fletcher here, and the events just keep on coming. From the 29th of April right through until the 10th of June, we've got prison movie nights taking place at Boggo Road Jail. Take a tour of the prison with an ex-prisoner, then sit back and relax with movies such as The Great Escape, Brubaker, Miller's Crossing, and the classic Shawshank Redemption. If 90s is your thing, come to the 90s video party at New Globe Theatre on Saturday the 30th of April. If you've heard this podcast in time, there's still time to get your tickets at the door. $12 gets you and a friend in for free. Come along and dance along for 3 hours of the best 90s music videos. You've heard us speak of B-Movies Live, which is presenting Frankenstein Meets the Space Monster. How would you like to see a 1965 obscure science fiction movie brought to life with sound effects, props, and live actors, will come to the Padre Bar, which is Stanley Street in Woolloongabba, from the 12th to the 21st, from Thursday to Saturday. We are reenacting this movie live on stage. And hey, it's an immersive event which will incorporate some element of audience participation. Tickets are available at anywherefest.com. Would you like to see a movie with a live comedian doing a commentary? Okay, maybe not a movie that you're really quite fond of, but how about a trashy 80s action movie? We're launching this concept, Comedy Commentary Cinema, on the 18th of May at the Milk Factory in South Brisbane. Join some local comedians as we do a hilarious retake of the 1989 buddy action film. For full details about all of my upcoming events, visit www.christianfletcher.com.
Thank you so much for listening to The Rufus Project. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed putting it together. Now, as we mentioned a couple of times now, we are taking a break in May, so Christian and I can focus on B-Movies Live for the Brisbane Anywhere Festival. If you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. They're selling fast. That also gives you plenty of time to get your comments, your requests, your suggestions, your feedback through to us. You can head to rufusproject.com and leave comments below this very podcast. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook super duper easily, and you can send an email to us at therufusproject@gmail.com. Maybe even leave a review for us on iTunes. That would be nice. It also means you have extra time to check out our next redeeming features movie before we come back from a break with a fresh redeeming features cast. We are super excited because we're coming back with one that was requested by a listener, Leo Logan, who asked that we have a look at 1996's horror flick, Mary Riley, starring Julia Roberts, John Malkovich, and Glenn Close. This is such a redeeming features movie. It is just unbelievable that we had not come across this one before. So thank you, Leo, or I don't know if I should thank you. But anyway, here's a little taste of what we're going to subject ourselves to.
Last night I came to the end of a very long journey. I have made a great breakthrough.
In the house of Dr. Henry Jekyll.
Good morning, sir.
There lived a chambermaid named Mary Riley.
I feel safe here is all.
I have decided to take on an assistant. His name is Mr. Edward Hyde, and I intend to give him the run of the house.
Did you see his face? He came out of the dark like he was made of it.
Most people are afraid of him, but you're not, are you?
No, sir, I'm not.
I really get the feeling there's going to be something magical about this movie. It may not be redeemable, but it's going to be magical. Now, the moral of this episode of the mini-podcast is I need to go stand in some purple rain if I want to hide my purple tears. See you next time.